Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
How are you this week?
Same as last week.
Really?
Yep.
No change in status?
None at all.
Still exhausted on every level?
Pretty much.
Yeah, me too.
Especially driving.
I know. Yeah, for you, that's a lot.
I drive 450 miles a week right now, not including any personal driving.
Oh, wow. Why is that? I thought don't you get to work from home 2 days a week still?
That's just 3 days.
Wow.
Oil change every 6 weeks.
Oh, my God. I could be like me and just wait till it's like, you know, it's like black and sludgy and screaming
nope,
at you.
I do it every 3,000 miles.
Yeah, you're religious. You're good. That's good. I open up the hood. I look at it. I'm like, yep, it's still got oil. And every time I pull into, like, the good lube, they're like, you know, I'm like, oh, please, don't lecture me again, all right? I'm a busy person. The only saving grace I have now is that I don't rack up as many miles as I did going back and forth to work.
Oh, you have pretty much no miles now.
Are you kidding, though? It's clocked over 65,000 on my little car. It's, like, so sad, you know?
Well,
and it's nowhere near paid off, and it's half dead, you know?
Well, I'm at 73,000 right now, and I got it with 27.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, a little over 2 years?
Right.
2.5 years?
Well, my car will be 3 years old in August. That's pathetic. I've been doing that, you know? Oh, well. Needless to say, I can never lease a car because I could never keep down the miles the way they tell you to. It would never work for me. So, I don't know if you saw this story, but in Japan... This is really cute. In Japan, in a country where ghosts are traditionally believed to hide in the loo.
Stinky ghosts.
Okay. The loo is a Brit term for the bathroom. A Japanese company is advertising a new literary experience, a horror story printed on toilet paper. As if men don't spend enough freaking time reading in the bathroom. Okay. Each roll carries several copies of a new 9-chapter novella written by Koji Suzuki, the Japanese author of the horror story Ring, which has been made into movies in both Japan and Hollywood. Drop, set in a public restroom, takes up about 3 feet or 90 centimeters of a roll and can be read in just a few minutes, according to the manufacturer Hayashi Paper. The company promotes the toilet paper, which will sell for 210 yen, which is $2.20 US. A roll as a horror experience in the toilet. Nice. $2.20 for a horror experience in the toilet, as if the fumes aren't, okay, horrible enough. Toilets in Japan were traditionally tucked away in a dark corner of the house due to religious beliefs. Parents would tease children that a hairy hand might pull them down into the dark pool below. Nice, real nice.
Yes.
The pedophile ghost, you know.
Coochie, coochie, goo.
So, yeah, so next time you're in Japan, you might want to spend the 210 yen and pick up a horror roll of toilet paper and have something to read.
Well, I'm sure you can probably just buy it on the internet.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, because the maker is Hayashi Paper. It's H-A-Y-A-S-H-I. Hayashi Paper. Hayashi. Hayashi-san. Alrighty. So how do you like that? That would be like a really good gift now for me to get you as a stocking stuffer if I could pull it off. For like
I just think it's full of crap.
Or it will be. Oh, what will those Japanese think of next? My goodness. So I want to bring everybody up to speed on our cemetery hunts, because there is one tonight when this show uploads on June 27th, and that's going to be in the Union Cemetery in Independence, okay? A different town, not the Union one in Hackettstown, but the Union Cemetery in Independence. And Dina Trico, our team leader, is going to take everybody out tonight. So make sure you get there about 8:45 so you can sign the waiver sheet. She can go over and brief everybody, get the newbies to go off with her for training. And then she'll also be doing one July 11th at the Cedar Ridge Cemetery in Blairstown. And then July 18th, Brian McCauley will be taking people out to Bayview Cemetery in Leonardo. And July 25th, Dina's going to take people to Thatcher Methodist Cemetery in Franklin Township. August 8th, she's going to take them over to the Union Brick Cemetery in Blairstown. August 22nd, Brian McCauley's going to take people out to Mount Olivet in Middletown. That's tentative. Labor Day weekend, we don't have anything. And then we're still going to try to fill in the blanks on September 12th and 19th. So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
It's getting there. People are getting in. You know, it's good that we're having more members join up because they're having this opportunity on the nicer weather, warmer weather, to get out and get some training. So, and if you're not a member yet and you haven't decided if you want to be yet, we have our meetings every month and they're free and open to the public. And here they are. Next meeting is going to be the music is going to play.
It is playing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
My earphone is dead. Because I meant to tell you on the last show, when we were recording, I could barely hear the sound effects. Ah, there it is. It is playing. Sorry about that, people.
Yeah, like I had slack.
Now I can hear you really good, too, because I could only hear you in the room. I couldn't hear you through my headphones when we were recording just now. Now I can hear. See, it was a loose wire. So does that mean
that's the one
else?
You plugged in.
Okay. Alrighty.
It's only your headphones.
Yeah, okay, so it didn't affect the rest of the show. All right, so never mind. We don't do bloopers. It won't be edited out. You're going to hear all this mayhem that I've just created, and we're going to do the meeting announcements now. So Central Jersey Division, you are up at bat on July 1st in the Hazlitt Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Hazlitt Library is located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader Brian McCauley will be there leading this meeting. North Jersey Division, you're up on July 21st from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month's meeting topic, UFOs and otherworldly beings. Team leader Dean Chirico will be leading this fascinating discussion, so I advise that you show up. If you are a member, great. If you're not a member, you can still show up. The meetings are free and open to the public to attend. They always have a share and scare segment, so if you have any questionable photographs or recordings that you've taken, feel free to bring them to a meeting and have them evaluated. Okay? And we're going to take a quickie break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Welcome to the Waverly Hills Sanatorium Audio Experience. Take an 80-minute audio tour inside one of the most haunted locations in the United States. Available on iTunes and CDBaby.com. 100% of the proceeds go to StompOutCancer.com, a nonprofit charity that is working hard to help kids and young adults fight cancer. The Waverly Hills Sanatorium Audio Experience, a haunting way to help bring hope to those who need it most.
Hi, I'm Dan Gordon, co-author of Haunted Baseball, Ghosts, Curses, Legends, and Eerie Events, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, it's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's an astrological blueprint of your life. It's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10. And then you can send me your birth date, time and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. This week we have no Parashares. Now it's time for News of the Weird. Kailash Singh, 63, who lives in a village near the holy city of Varanasi, India, told reporters in May that he had not bathed in the last 35 years, but for good reason. Remaining water-free would improve his chances of fathering a male instead of a female. It hasn't worked, and he has moved on to a new cause, shunning baths until India's social problems are resolved. Singh previously owned a shop, but became a farmer because customers increasingly declined to approach him. Go figure. Nelson Blewett, 22, was treated for... Shut up. Hey, Blewett, 22, was treated for serious burns in Port Angeles, Washington, on May 18th after playing a game of tag with pals. They were spritzing each other with tag body spray and then striking matches, creating mostly lower-risk flames. Then, perhaps inspired by too much beer, one friend added lighter fluid to the game. Blewett was afire for 30 to 45 seconds until he leaped from a second-story porch and rolled on the ground. He survived, but with excruciating second- and third-degree burns. God.
Tag.
That's got to be up there on the Darwin Awards this year.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid people alert. When retired NYPD officer John Camparetto was approached at gunpoint in a men's room of a Holiday Inn near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in March, he quietly handed over his wallet. But when the robber left, Camparetto pulled his own gun and gave chase. He also summoned some of the other 300 narcotics officers attending a convention in the hotel and quickly captured the man, who said Camparetto said he is probably the dumbest criminal in Pennsylvania. I mean, you go in to hold up somebody.
In a police convention.
Duh. A 27-year-old woman in Lexington Park, Maryland, was injured in March during apparently consensual sex play. Her partner placed a sex toy over a saber saw blade, apparently to act as a souped-up vibrator, but the blade cut through the toy and caused serious lacerations, requiring her to be medevaced to Prince George's Hospital Center.
Imagine just the embarrassment of explaining that.
Exactly. I mean, you know. Oh, I have an embarrassing sex story. Not personally.
Not personal.
No, because I never used an IUD, but one of the women I worked with used an IUD, you know, that little wire they used to put in. Mm-hmm. So, and her husband was not circumcised, and his foreskin got caught on the IUD. Oh, ow. Not only ow, but how embarrassing, because they had to get the ambulance to come, and they had to be stretchered and brought in on top of each other. Oh, yeah. All in a weekend. Physician Jeffrey Hart, working with a grant from the National Institutes of Health, recently developed the Petty Sedate Headgear to trick waiting room kids into inhaling nitrous oxide while playing video games, thus knocking themselves out, and according to Hart's company, dramatically improving the hospital or dental experience for the child. Parents and healthcare providers, all of them, they all benefit. The helmet contains sophisticated sensors to monitor the dosages and effects on the child. Here, Junior, play this. Can you imagine?
That'll be starting to use it for home use.
I know, right? Now, this is good. Britain's Sam Bompas and Harry Parr are revered chef artists whose medium is the gelatin mold, with which they have created jelly models of, for example, London's St. Paul's Cathedral and a Madrid airport terminal, and who, for a New York customer, recently created orange juice jelly inside some Campari jelly to produce a Campari and soda jelly. In April, the pair also opened a London bar. Now, wait to hear this. Alcoholic Architecture is the name of the bar, in which vaporized gin and tonic saturate the air in equivalent strength of one gin and tonic drink for every 40 minutes of exposure.
Nice.
So they have to charge you a cover charge.
Yep.
Because you're breathing in whether you...
Well, it's probably a time.
It says in 40 minutes of exposure.
No, what I'm saying is they probably charge you for time you're in there.
Yeah, could you imagine have to? Like, you just breathe in three drinks. Get out of here.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah. Oh, man. And I hate gin and tonic. I can't. That would be... That's like drinking rubbing alcohol, you know? Just the smell of gin and tonic is sickening. I don't know. I wouldn't go there, but... Anyway, good to know. A case report in a recent issue of the Journal... Emergency Medicine Australasia described the successful removal of a leech from an eyeball. A 66-year-old woman gardening in her backyard in Sydney, Australia, had accidentally flicked some soil into her eye. By the time the surgeon could extract the leech, it had roughly tripled its body size by feeding on the eyeball's blood vessels. The key, by the way, a few drops of saline solution. And, you know, having just studied the eye and having to take a test on it in anatomy, I never realized how many blood vessels there are in the eye. So that leech had, like, field day. Total field day.
Animal Planet has a new show.
Oh, yeah?
Monsters Within.
Really?
Basically about leeches and parasites that get into people's bodies.
Oh, God. A 54-year-old man was found dead of a heart attack in a pornography video booth at the Beta Use sex shop in Cologne, Germany, in December 2008. These are your the most embarrassing death stories. So, okay, this poor guy has a heart attack in a porno booth in Germany. Drops dead. A 42-year-old comedian and owner of a comedy club in Blackburn, England, was accidentally asphyxiated in April, inhaling laughing gas while viewing computer pornography.
Nice.
And that's your news of the weird.
Before the end of our lives.
We're trying to figure out what is causing this massive die-off of bats that's occurring here in the Northeast and spreading.
We could see the end of an entire species of bats.
And this is, in terms of bats, this is turning out to be, appears at this point, to be about as bad as one's imagination could have it.
I think you need to pass along this love of the earth down, because it's, if you lose it, then we lose the earth in many ways.
Be a part of history for the filming of a new documentary and music journey at the Benefit for Caves concert, a music festival benefiting cave and bat preservation, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 8th, 2009, at the Widow Jane Mine, Rosendale, New York.
We can help in some small way. We'd like to be able to do that. And only through generous contributions and sponsorship, we may be able to fit a few hundred people into the entrance of this mine, the Widow Jane Mine. Hopefully we can do it.
The Benefit for Caves, August 8th, 2009 at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale soon through the Tri-State Speleologic Society. For more information, visit benefitforthecaves.com, a production of the Tri-State Speleological Society, Incorporated, and Galileo Productions, LLC. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment, Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, everyone. I just want to remind you to vote on Podcast Alley. The new month is coming up quickly here. It's already the 27th of June, so July 1st, make sure you vote. The link is on the homepage of NJGHS.net. It is also on the deadline page of the NJGHS.net website. So you just scroll down, click on the Podcast Alley logo. It'll take you there. You click on the word vote. They send you an email, and you just click on the link that they provide you with, and that confirms and logs in your votes. Very simple. The more people that do it on July 1st, the better, okay? Because that really sets us up for the month. Well, we can skip that because this says June 13th, so that's come and gone. I missed that part in the scripting. Sorry. Plans for the first New England... Let's see. This is going to be... New England Paracon. Okay. Plans for the first New England Paracon are now underway and are being produced by spiritual medium Robin Marie and C.C. Carroll, the Huntress. The New England Paracon will be targeted for September 2009 and held in the greater Boston area, where it will feature an honorary award for outstanding achievement in paranormal research, this year going to Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. Watch for more details. Reminder, you should check out the Ohio Paranormal Convention August 14th to the 16th in Dayton, Ohio. That's going to be fun. So that's, if you go to their website, ohioparacon.com, you can get all the information. I don't need to blah, blah, blah on that again. Make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage. That way you get the latest and greatest info blasted into your inbox, which is very helpful. And make sure you become a friend of America's Haunted Road Trip. It is the MySpace of the paranormal. And you can go to americashauntedroadtrip.com and register, and it's free, and then you can have fun. You can still enter their contest if you have a horror story or a ghost story you want to send in. And I think that does it, right?
I think that will do it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brian Sant, NJGHS technician and producer of the
Hail Deadline. To the King, baby.
And as always, thanks to our team leaders, Dina Tirico and Brian McCauley. Of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.